This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. I was just reading about something that I've never heard of before. And the reason I was reading about it was because the headline of the story got my attention. But then when I started reading it, I started scratching my head. Here's the headline I saw that made me start to read the story. World famous Naked Festival goes ahead despite coronavirus super spreader fears. Slow down, Coleman, before you hit the applause there. Now, if you're just scrolling through news and you see that headline, would you pause for a second just to roll down and see? I mean, have you ever heard of a world-famous naked festival?
I have not, but I'm already intrigued.
So I saw that. I said, huh. Let me look down here. And then the subtitle says, the annual Hidaka Matsuri in Okayama, Japan, which began almost 1,000 years ago, involves men battling with holy sticks.
So wait a minute,
that's the subtitle. World Famous Naked Festival. Okay, I found out it's in Japan. It's almost 1,000 years old. It happens every year. And it involves men battling with holy sticks. Men's holy sticks at a naked festival. So right there, I almost decided to move on and look for the next story.
Understandably so.
But I said, let me go down a little bit here. I've never heard of this. So the story says a historic festival typically involving up to 10,000 naked participants has taken place despite coronavirus super spreader fears. So they ended up having this naked festival in Japan anyways. But they didn't have nearly the amount of naked sticks, or should I say, men. This year's hugely popular event was toned down greatly to minimize the risk of the COVID-19 pandemic. They had about 100 young people who took part in the festival in the southern part of Japan's Honshu Island. So normally, I guess there's a lot more naked guys running around using their, or battling with their holy sticks. So they still ended up having this thing. And when I saw this, it reminded me of the naked beaches in Florida. I lived in Florida for a few years, for about 5 years. And I remember when I first moved down there, because when When we would vacation there in the past, I'd always hear of, hey, you know, there's some nude, some naked beaches in Florida. And one time, I went with a friend. And I walked onto the naked beach. I was still wearing my bathing suit. And the only naked people on that beach in Florida that day were dudes. And the only women that were naked had to be over 60. And I'm thinking to myself, doesn't look like a good time. So let's split.
You know, we all have to have a cause in life, John. We all have to have something that, you know, we live for and we die for. My cause will be to go to Japan and try to make this Naked Fest more inclusive because it's coming across as sexist,
very sexist
and misogynistic.
Yeah,
and I think in 2021, we should enlighten the world and force our American values on the country, on the culture, and say, look, you guys need to include more women in your naked stick fights.
Yeah, and
holy stick fights.
Yeah, holy sticks. It's the world famous, which I had never heard of before, Naked Festival in Japan, but it involves men, they're the naked ones, battling with holy sticks. And evidently, the only things that they wear, and this is, I guess, when they show up before the holy stick battle, and then after the holy stick battle, and even during the holy stick battle, the only thing they wear is socks and a loincloth.
Oh, so they're not necessarily naked, so to speak. They're kind of wearing sumo wrestler outfits.
Coleman, you ever wear a loincloth before when it gets really, really hot?
No.
Let me tell you something. When it gets really, really hot, loincloths are pretty comfortable.
I wouldn't even know where to get a loincloth.
You couldn't get one at Walmart?
Maybe you can. I wouldn't know where.
Right next to the underwear and the T-shirts and the socks. Don't they have can't you pick up loincloths?
So just out of curiosity, does that article say how do you win the holy stick fight, the naked man holy stick fight? Like, what's the objective of the...
No, I didn't make it that far. I didn't read the entire article. I got about maybe a quarter of a way through the article, and then I just said, I've got to go look for some other news.
I guess whatever naked guy grabs the holy stick first is the victor. Whoever holds on to the holy stick the longest is the victor.
Yeah, and it doesn't say anything about women. Even if women show up to watch this world-famous naked festival, that doesn't even say if they show up or if they're allowed to show up and watch. And there's a couple of pictures that come with this article. And all I see are basically naked Japanese dudes with a loincloth. And that's what they're wearing. And I noticed with these pictures how you tie a long loincloth. And in the back, like where it goes, in your backside, when you wear a loincloth and you have to...
Basically, they're just small.
Have to tie it. It's in the middle there. It's up in the middle between your butt cheeks.
So it's like it's a small sumo wrestling outfit. You know how the sumo wrestlers, they have the little diaper, and then all it does is cover the butt crack, and that's it. Other than that, they're mostly naked, like the sumo wrestlers.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could use the holy stick as a weapon during the holy stick fights.
I didn't see anything about that. And it says the reason why they do this is, I guess they have it every year in the winter because they want to withstand the harsh cold winter and reach the warmth of spring. So here in the United States, when it's really cold, sometimes, you know, we have Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And then there are some places, some towns on the ocean, on the East Coast, where in January or February, a group of guys will get together, a group of friends will get together, and they'll run into the ocean. And they'll be like, well, we're hoping this ends soon, and spring will come soon, and we'll all be able to do this, and it won't be nearly as damn cold. So I guess this is what they do in Japan. That's, I guess, kind of similar.
Well, in all fairness, you know, when you go run into the middle of the frozen ocean, I think it's called Rendezvous, you're not necessarily getting warmer, but if you're in a holy stick fight with a bunch of hundreds of men, I'm quite sure it's a little bit warmer. It's a little hotter than it is hopping into a frozen ocean. So if I had the option to stay warm, I would go with the naked stick fights other than jumping into the frozen ocean.
Well, look,
to bring the sun back.
What we're all looking to get back to as normal of life as possible as we sit here reaching the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic. And I guess the folks in Japan are saying, sure, their world-famous Naked Festival didn't have as many men battling with holy sticks, but they still had 100.
Yes.
And so they're still trying to say, and then they're hoping it doesn't, that doesn't become a coronavirus super spreader event. So I guess this is their way of saying they're trying to get back to normal. They didn't have as many naked holy sticks battles.
Well, I'm guessing next year when everything goes back to normal, John, we should try to sponsor this event. The Naked Holy Stick Fight sponsored by Bayou 95.7. Maybe we get some more viewers. Maybe they can get some more participants. You know, maybe you win a free T-shirt.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. It would have to be both genders.
Oh, of course. Of course. We're inclusive over here at Bayou.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the show, did anyone get in a car accident yesterday? Did here in America? Because seemingly for a while, there was nothing else happening, nothing else on the news when a huge celebrity gets in a car crash. Stay tuned for that. Also, we're going to follow up on something we talked about yesterday, how the guy got carjacked in New Orleans and his friend's cell phone was in the car, so they knew exactly where the car was, but he couldn't get a New Orleans cop. He called 911 and the cop, we just don't have enough cops. And the cops are basically like, sorry, pal, you know, even though they knew exactly where the car was, we're that short on cops in this city. Yet when you see some of the perks that the New Orleans City Council members get, including they each get a private security guard, an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy goes with them wherever they want, whenever they, so they can get a cop to go to the store with them. Yet someone who just had their car jacked knows where the car is because the cell phone's in the car, can't get a cop to go get his car back. When you hear some of these things New Orleans City Council members get, what a joke and what an absolute waste of money. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. So living in New Orleans and around the city, Entergy is many of our electric company. I know on the North Shore, Clico is the electric company. But south of the lake, I know that Entergy has always been my electric company, as long as I've lived here in the city of New Orleans. And Entergy has been making headlines. And yesterday, a lot of people were grilling Entergy at a New Orleans City Hall, a city council meeting. Because last week, during the record-breaking cold that we had here, on Mardi Gras Day, it broke a record. This year was the coldest Mardi Gras Day in history. And it kind of made sense because Mardi Gras was canceled because of coronavirus. And turns out it ended up being the coldest Mardi Gras Day in history. So we had record-breaking cold last week. And we found out yesterday during Entergy being grilled by the New Orleans City Council that Entergy cut 3 times more power than asked last week, leaving thousands of people in the freezing cold without power, without lights. They had to do the rolling blackout, and that means Entergy purposely cut out some people's power. They did that because it was so cold. If they didn't do that, they say there could have been massive power outages because of the record-breaking cold. So Entergy decided, well, we'll cut out a couple of thousand people's power over here for a couple of hours, and then we'll turn it back on. And then we'll go to a different area, and we'll cut out a couple of thousand people's power for a couple of hours. And they did this so there wouldn't be mass power outages. Well, come to find out, they ended up cutting 3 times more power than they needed to, than they should have. And yesterday, the New Orleans City Council members were fuming mad when they found out that Entergy New Orleans turned off more power than was necessary during those rolling outages last week. Entergy said it cut more than 3 times the power than was required, leaving nearly 26,000 people in the dark and without heat for almost 2 hours. Entergy said it shut off 81 megawatts of power to the city after it was asked to shed just 26 megawatts. So they were being asked yesterday, well, why did you do that? And nobody from Entergy had an answer. They said, we're going to look into it. We'll get back to you. So they were told, look, you gotta cut out 26 megawatts. And they cut off 81 megawatts. And from what?
But who told them to cut off the 26 megawatts?
The powers that be at Entergy.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they're saying now that this affected the majority of black residents, black neighborhoods here in New Orleans. That's what they're saying. The outages also shut off power to the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans pumps that pull water from the Mississippi River. Well, we're used to that. We're used to the Sewerage and Water Board going down, having a lot of trouble without anybody else's help. They usually do that to themselves, the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. Everything's so old. Again, they don't need anybody else helping them to go down or not work, because they're used to that. That happens a lot with them. And before last week, Coleman, before the record-breaking cold, and before the power outages by energy, even before that, people were getting much higher energy electric bills than they normally got, because before it was record-breaking cold, it was still cooler than usual around here. And so when people are using their heat, that's gonna stress the energy system, the electric bill, and it makes people's electric bills higher. So there were people already complaining.
Well, didn't they say that the higher bills were due to Entergy having to borrow power from another power source?
That was one of the reasons.
Yeah, so like the higher Entergy bills is because they borrowed power and they had to pay that money back to the powers, literally the powers that be that gave them the extra powerage that they needed. And
that was one of the reasons. But Coleman, you're talking about people who a lot of times normally get maybe $100 electric bill from Entergy, maybe an $85 electric bill. And they were getting electric bills, $200, $300, $400, whatever the case may be. And especially now during coronavirus, when a lot of people aren't working like they normally work or like they used to work, that puts a strain on a lot of people's budgets. Did you see in Texas where they had absolute power nightmares? If you've seen on the news, a lot of people, some lost their homes because pipes burst and flooded their entire homes and went through floorboards. The water just dripped through wood in their house. And there's a bunch of people who lost their homes. There's a bunch of other people in Texas who it's going to take thousands of dollars to repair their homes because of what happened with their freezing cold temperatures in that state. I saw a story on a guy in Texas. He just opened his latest electric bill, and it was almost $10,000, and he normally had a $100 to $200 electric bill every month. And there are many...
I wouldn't pay that.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, Coleman. And there are many, many people who this has happened to. There's a lot of people, like me, I just give Entergy, they have my checking account number.
No direct deposit?
Yeah, so once a month when the electric bill comes, they just withdraw it from my checking account. Could you imagine the people that had that? And they got a $10,000 electric bill, and then all of a sudden, $10,000 gets taken out of their checking account. There's a lot of people that don't even have that much money in their checking account.
Me included.
And it made their checking account zero, and you still owe the electric company money. That's what's going on right now. Again, all because of the extremely cold weather in the Deep South that we're just not used to here. We very rarely get that cold,
And so...
So that begs the question. Since this is an anomaly and it doesn't usually happen to the South, whether it's, you know, the Gulf South, these freezing temperatures, do we prepare for it again for next year when things get back to normal, or do we just chop it off and say we don't have to take the measures to prepare for this type of cold because it rarely happens? We'll just fix what we have now and keep things going.
No, they're going to have to... They're going to have to do something.
Because even if they spend the money to prepare for this kind of cold, but the cold like this doesn't happen, and the next record-breaking cold doesn't happen for like 20 years from now, is it worth it? Or just say, hey, this is an anomaly. It rarely happens, so we'll just fix what we have now, but keep everything the way it is?
No, they're gonna have to do something. I mean, especially in Texas. I mean, their power grid completely failed. I mean, it was turned upside down, and... Absolutely. They don't have nearly enough plumbers in the state of Texas right now to help the people. There are plumbers from other states that are rushing down to Texas to try to help people. So they need to fix that. But here with Entergy, yesterday, they were being grilled by the New Orleans City Council, and they said it'll take maybe about a month for them to come back with some answers of why they blacked out, turned off the power to many more people than they needed to during their rolling blackouts. And again, they do the rolling blackouts, the rolling power outages. Those were ordered by the top of their company in an effort to try to stop the power grid from failing completely. So as the demand for electricity rose when the temperatures fell. That's why they would go around and say a couple of thousand here for 2 hours. Okay, now your power comes back, and now we're going to knock out a couple of more thousand people's power over there for a couple of hours, and then they'll get their power out. Then they'll just keep doing that in different spots because they don't want to overload their grid during these really cold temperatures.
But even if Entergy comes up with the reason why they did it and is demonstrable, you can logically see it, like, here are the charts, here's the graph, here's why we did what we did. What's the council people going to do? Like, or even if they did do something under the board and it wasn't right, what's the council people going to do? Like, what repercussions is Entergy going to face?
Oh, from what I understand, they're going to get whacked. They're going to get
fined. Is this a fine?
They're going to get fined.
Money. All right, so
it's going to cost them a lot of money because of this. If you're listening right now, is your electric bill higher? And has it been higher these last couple of months than it normally is? Did you get really whacked? And or were you one of the homes? Did your home purposely get its power knocked out by Entergy for a few hours last week because they didn't want to overload their grid? Text us and let us know our number. I got to check mine, to be honest with you. I got to check my bank statement because, like I said, once a month they take money out of my – if it's really, really high, I'm going to be really, really pissed.
I understand that.
Our number is 504-260-9595. Were you affected by either extraordinary high bills, a high bill from Entergy, your electric bill, or did your house get knocked out at some point last week for a few hours? When looking at this, it probably didn't have to. Text us. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If your text is good, we'll read it coming up on the show. Get 504-260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to the Guinness Records, the man who has flown the most on an airplane more than anybody else is a guy named Fred Finn. He's the world's most frequent flyer, having flown more than 20 million miles. Can you imagine flying that much? He said he's seen everything, including on one memorable flight, a straight male flight attendant.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the Boy Scouts just celebrated their first group of female Eagle Scouts.
So Girl Scouts?
No, Coleman. Not Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts are a different entity. You know, there was always the Boy Scouts, and then there was always the Girl Scouts. But okay. A few years ago, remember, there's a percentage of people in our country. I don't know the exact percent, but there's a percentage of people in our country that want males and females to be the same. They don't want any differences, and led by that group. A few years ago, you might remember, the Boy Scouts started admitting girls into the Boy Scouts. Again, this is not the Girl Scouts. I guess the Girl Scouts was not good enough for some girls. Or I guess the Girl Scouts were looked down on by some girls or some people, and they said, let's let girls be in the Boy Scouts.
So can boys now get into the Girl Scouts since it's a different entity?
The only ones I could think of would be transgender.
Okay.
I don't think cisgender boys can be in Girl Scouts. Now, wouldn't that be sexist? You're letting the girls in the Boy Scouts, but you're not letting the boys in the Girl Scouts. Wouldn't that be sexism?
I would say just call them the Scouts, and that way anybody can join.
This coming weekend, nearly 1,000 girls and young women are going to be honored by the Boy Scouts. But because of coronavirus, it's going to be a virtual celebration on the inaugural class of female Eagle Scouts. It's a major milestone given the hallowed stature of a rank that has been attained over more than a century by astronauts, admirals, United States senators, some radio people, and other luminaries. I was a Cub Scout, and then I was a Boy Scout for a couple of years, but then I got out. I never went on to be an Eagle Scout. Were you ever a Scout, Coleman?
Never.
Yeah, when I was and I had fun in the Cub Scouts and in the Boy Scouts, but when I exited the Boy Scouts, I would rather go play basketball, go play baseball, go play football than to go and climb the ranks of the Scouts. To go in the woods with a bunch of guys when I was starting to get to that age where I would rather go in the woods with girls.
Okay. All right, the part that's bothering me is...
And by the way, Coleman, in 2018, the Boy Scouts started accepting girls as Cub Scouts.
Right.
So girls can be Cub Scouts, girls can be Boy Scouts, and girls can be Eagle Scouts. So this started in 2018, almost 3 years ago, and this weekend, this is the inauguration of the first batch of female Eagle Scouts.
Here's the thing. The goal for letting females into the Boy Scouts is because they do not want to differentiate the genders. They want the genders to be equal and the same. But if that is the case, why just celebrate the first batch of female Eagle Scouts? Because now you're doing the exact opposite of what you said. You're segregating them now. Now you're separating the girls from the pack. But isn't the point is you wanted the girls included into the pack? So shouldn't the graduation be all inclusive and have boy and girl Eagle Scouts at the same time being honored? So
nah, because boys were able to be Eagle Scouts for 100 years.
I get that.
There's no news there. This is the news, because in 2018, girls started joining the Boy Scouts, and now here's the first batch
of Eagle Scouts that are female. And by the way, overall in the United States, more than 140,000 girls have joined the Boy Scouts. Now, again, what if boys wanted to join the Girl Scouts? Other than, I guess, like I mentioned earlier, kids that say they're transgender or whatever the case may be, they wouldn't let just regular boys join the Girl Scouts like they're letting regular girls join the Boy Scouts.
Well, I think now that regular girls can join the Boy Scouts, you'll see an influx in boys wanting to join the Boy Scouts, so they can go into the woods with the new girls.
You mean boys joining the Girl Scouts?
No. More boys will now join the Boy Scouts now that girls can join the Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
Because now they can go into the woods with the boys and the girls.
They can all go together.
That's one of the
reasons why many people object to this. It's because, okay, now you're taking the Eagle Scouts, you know, you're starting to get up there in age, you know what I mean? Puberty, and now you're going to go out into the woods and set up tents and make knots with girls where it always used to be boys before, and you're doing scouting things, and now all of a sudden boys and girls are going out in the woods together, setting up tents and doing that.
See, I don't mind girls joining the Boy Scouts, but, you know, I would say, hey, let's just call ourselves the Scouts then, instead of putting a modifier in front of it like girls or Boy Scouts.
Well, then, if you take off the gender and you just call them the Scouts, then it's going to confuse people a whole hell of a lot more. This already is confusing.
Girls, boys, Eagles, Cubs, I'm already confused.
When you've got girls who are now this weekend being celebrated as the first group of female Boy Scouts, first group of female Eagle Scouts. If you're listening right now, what do you think about this? I mean, wasn't it fine the way it was before? You had your Boy Scouts, you had your Girl Scouts. I mean, wouldn't it be wild if all of a sudden you get a knock on your door and there's a Boy Scout, a boy standing there saying, hey, you want to buy some Thin Mints? You want to buy some s'mores? You want to buy some Boy Scout cookies? If you're listening, text us. What do you think about this? Many people think that this is progress. I'm not so sure. Was there anything really wrong with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts? To a group of Americans, that was a big problem. And they wanted Girl Scouts in the Boy Scouts. Text us. I know times are changing. But is this positive? Is this a good thing? If you have a daughter, and she wanted to be a Girl Scout, would you tell her, no, honey, why do you want to be a Girl Scout when you could be a Boy Scout, when you can go in the woods with boys, make tents, and make knots with ropes, and Lord knows, do whatever? Text us at 504-260-9595. Are you okay with this? If you have a daughter, do you want your daughter to be a Boy Scout, or are you happy with her being in the Girl Scouts? 260-9595. Please keep your text short, and please do not text while you're driving. And if your text is good, we will read it coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7. Hey, I guess congratulations for the first group of female Eagle Scouts. It just happened here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how this weekend the Boy Scouts are celebrating the first group of female Eagle Scouts. If you remember, in 2018, the Boy Scouts started letting girls in. And again, this isn't the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts let girls in the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts let girls in the Boy Scouts. And this weekend, the Boy Scouts are celebrating the first group of female Eagle Scouts. As I mentioned earlier when we started talking about this, there is a percentage of people in this country, I don't know the exact number, I don't know the exact percentage, but they don't want any difference between boys and girls. I mean, there are even people who say it's wrong if you have a baby boy to paint his bedroom blue, and if you have a baby girl to paint her bedroom pink. There are people who have problems with that. They want the children to grow up, I guess, right down the middle of the road, and then they want the children to decide what color they want. And again, we've always had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. You know, the Boy Scouts are over 100 years old now. And but from what I understand, I guess once you're done being a Girl Scout, that's it. It's over. But when you're done being a Boy Scout, you can then become an Eagle Scout after that. And evidently that's not, that type of thing is not available in the Girl Scouts. So this weekend, the Boy Scouts are celebrating the first group of female Eagle Scouts who got through and are now Eagle Scouts. And I asked you to text us. I mean, do you agree with this? I know times change. One thing you can always count on in life are things changing. And the older you get, the more change you see. I mean, do you agree with this? Do you think this is a positive change? When I was a Cub Scout. I was a Boy Scout for a couple of years. And then I got out because I wanted to do other things. And one of those other things was try to meet some girls. And I would rather go spend time in the woods with girls than spend time in the woods with boys. And so that's why I left. I started playing sports and doing things. So I never became an Eagle Scout. Coleman said he was never a Cub Scout or Boy Scout. Like me, he was never a scout at all. And I asked you, what do you think of this? And if you have a child, I mean, if you have a daughter, is this something you would want for her? If you have a son who's a Boy Scout who's going into the Eagle Scouts, do you want girls to be in the woods with him now? Becoming Eagle Scouts. I asked you to text us.
This first text says, did the girls earn the Eagle Scout at the same time as the boys? And if so, why separate their ceremony? And that's one of the points I was trying to make. Like if the group of girls who first became Eagle Scouts, you know, earned their spots at the same way as the boys, if they really wanted the genders to be equal, why separate the ceremonies and just celebrate the girls getting their Eagle Scouts and not the whole entire scout group or troop or whatever?
Well, maybe because this is the very first group of female Eagle Scouts
who got through the Eagle Scout program. Right. Maybe that's why it's making news, and that's why I was reading about it and saw it, and that's why I brought it up on the show.
This next text says, Boy Scouts are geared more towards learning and careers. Girls have girls volunteer during Cub Scout camp complained that the Girl Scouts did not offer the same activities. And that's a valid point. I think when you Boy Scouts do offer more activities than the Girl Scouts organization does, because the Girl Scouts organizations are more about selling cookies and all that, whereas Boy Scouts, you do earn more life skills. So if that's the case, why not go to the Girl Scouts and say, hey, can you add some life skills like the Boy Scout does? Can you add some things that can help out with careers and furtherment and advancement to yours instead of trying to infiltrate the Boy Scouts? But I can get that argument. If the Boy Scouts do offer more opportunities for future endeavors, I'm completely okay with girls joining at and having the same opportunity. But just call it the Scouts and don't say Boy Scouts. You see what I mean?
Or call it the genderless Scouts.
Yeah.
Because you've got Boy Scouts who are out in the woods doing things, and then Girl Scouts are selling Girl Scout cookies. And I think that's, for some people, that's an issue. That's a problem. Because they want the children to have the same opportunity.
Right. This text says, my boys were Boy Scouts and my daughter, in my opinion, they should have left it separate. But with both Scouts revising what they offered for learning, if they wanted a co-op group, they should have started their own organization. And I agree with that, too. Instead of infiltrating and changing the Boy Scouts rules, they should just start their own. They should have started the Scouts. The people that complain that the Girl Scouts wasn't offering opportunities or that the genders should be equal and they should be able to join the Boy Scouts, just start your entire organization from scratch and do something similar.
Yeah, the genderless Scouts. You know, you got some Boy Scouts, you got some Girl Scouts, and then you've got the genderless Scouts.
This text says, as a father of a son and an Eagle Scout myself, I would like it to be just boys because I didn't have to think about a girl's perspectives when doing activity, and it allowed for leaders to speak to us as boys or like men. Seems like the leaders, many dads, may not have necessarily pushed as hard if they knew that their daughters were out there, meaning that if they felt like their daughters were part of the group, they may not push the activities as hard. And as a leader in the organization or on eggshells with this change, does that mean that the level of mentorship has gone softer for the lack of better terms, or maybe I'm just old-fashioned? So they're saying that, you know, when you're out there being a Boy Scout, it's probably better for men to talk to the boys as men without having to consider how they would say certain things in front of the Girl Scouts.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, now you got Boy Scout leaders, and if there's Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, that this could bring up things that they're not aware of to how to deal with.
Or would they push as hard? Like, would they, when it comes to earning the badges and doing the activities, knowing that there are girls in the group, would they push as hard knowing that there are girls in the group, or would they treat them as
Because physically, the girls can't keep up with the boys. Not all, but many.
All right, this last text says, Tommy D says, call them the Scouts and just let them co-mingle. Hmm. And the rest of the texts are kind of belligerent. They're going to have a new problem called the baby-making Scouts, things of that nature, and boys have penises, girls have a vagina.
That's an issue. Yeah, I've looked at some of these texts, too. We can't say a bunch of these texts on the radio show. But that's an issue, too, because now when you're talking Eagle Scouts, you're starting to get to that age where, you know, boys and girls do different things in the woods under tents than just boys would do.
This one last text just squeezed in. Having been an Eagle Scout, I wish my daughters could have joined the Boy Scouts. They would have gotten more out of it other than just selling cookies. And I guess that's a valid point. You know, if the Boy Scouts do offer more opportunities than the Girl Scouts, it will stand a reason to want your daughters to have the same opportunities as your sons.
Yeah. I want my daughter to be able to tie a knot Just like my son knows how to do that. Well, anyways, this weekend the Boy Scouts are celebrating the very first group of female Eagle Scouts. And this all started a few years ago in 2018. And it's again, things change. And I know change for a lot of people is very difficult. But people, there was a group of people who were fighting for this, and here we are. Hey, thank you for the texts. We appreciate it. Coming up on the show, we're going to do a follow-up on what we were talking about yesterday, how recently, the other night, a man was carjacked here in New Orleans, and because his friend had his iPhone in the car, they knew exactly where the car was the whole time after it was stolen. When they called the New Orleans police, they couldn't get one cop to help them go get their car. The much undermanned New Orleans Police Department. And that has happened to many people who have had their cars stolen and jacked. Unable. I've talked to other people, unable to get a New Orleans cop to come out and help them. They just, I mean, this is a city where people get shot every day. This is a city where our police force is 300 to 500 cops short, undermanned. Well, on top of that, did you realize that each member of the New Orleans City Council has their own personal Orleans Parish Sheriff's Deputy 24 hours? To go wherever they want them to go with them? Did you know that? I mean, besides getting a free car, a car that the taxpayers pay for, the city council members, they each get their own 24-hour security guard who's an Orleans Parish Sheriff's Deputy. And they want to go to the store? Yeah, let me call up my security guard. He's going to go with me. Meanwhile, you're getting people getting carjacked in the streets. They know where their cars are, and they can't get one New Orleans cop to go help them find their cars. That is an issue. That is a problem. Stay tuned for that coming up and more here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Congratulations to Pelicans stud Zion Williamson. He was selected, and he made his first NBA All-Star team this season. It's only his second year. I mean, he's still only 20 years old. Remember his rookie year, he had a couple of injury issues, but he still, when he did play, looked fantastic last year. And right now, he's the only player in NBA history to average more than 20 points on shooting better than 60% field goal percentage through his first 50 games. And he is worth watching all by himself because he's unstoppable when he gets the ball in or right next to the paint. Because if teams don't double team him, he is just going to take it to the hoop and either score or get to the foul line. If teams do double team him, he'll still either take it to the hoop, get to the foul line or make the basket, or he'll find the open man. He's spectacular. Remember, he's only played about 52 games. And remember one other thing. He's the longest tenured Pelican. He's been on the Pelicans longer than any other player on the roster. And he's only played 52 games. So this team, the future looks so bright. And they got a game tonight at home. They're playing a bad Detroit team. They should win that game. And the Smoothie King Center announced yesterday, or the city of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana, anybody who has anything to do with coronavirus, announced yesterday that they are now letting 2,700 fans into Pelicans home games. They're one of the youngest teams in the league. They're so much fun to watch. They've got a new, already proven successful general manager who's in charge, David Griffin. And Zion Williamson and this young team, just so much fun to watch. They're going to be good for a long time. The future is extremely bright, and he is worth watching. Even if you're not that big of a Pelicans fan, or if you like watching great stories, he is doing things that haven't been done before on the basketball court. And if he's doing other things that have only been done by people who are named Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when you look at what he's done through his first 52 games, he is so much fun to watch, and I'm excited to watch him play tonight. Go Pels here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. So Lee Zurich is he's an investigative reporter, and he's one of the anchors on Fox 8 here in New Orleans. And I've always enjoyed Lee Zurich's work. You know, when he's trying to interview someone and they don't want to be asked the questions that he's asking them, watching someone literally run away from Lee Zurich on camera is very entertaining television. Lee has a report that he just did talking about the New Orleans City Council. And some of the things in here are very bothersome. I mean, others are interesting. But besides a very good salary that each member of the New Orleans City Council makes, they get a vehicle to drive to. And it's always a new one and a nice one. And that's paid for by the taxpayers of Orleans Parish. As a matter of fact, one of the city council members, Councilman Brissett, was arrested for DUI, driving one of his really new, nice rides that he doesn't have to pay for. Almost killed somebody. But besides getting their own really nice new cars to drive in, did you know that they also get a driver that can drive them around in those cars? That's paid for by the taxpayers of New Orleans. And did you know that they also get an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy to be their security guard whenever they want that deputy to be their security guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever they go? And what drove me nuts about that was the story we were talking about yesterday, how there was a guy last Thursday night in the St. Claude neighborhood here in New Orleans who was carjacked while he was loading toys into his car to go donate toys, him and a friend of his. Carjacker came up to him, threw him against his car, banged his head against his car, and took off. Well, his friend's iPhone was in the car, and using the iPhone phone finder, he was able to track the car everywhere it went. And so he knew exactly where his carjacked car was. He called 911, New Orleans cops. Hey, my car just got carjacked. Can you help me out? I know exactly where it is. Can you go get it with me? And he never got a response back from the New Orleans cops. And he had his girlfriend call too, and he's not the only one. I know. I just talked to someone who works down the hall from me. Same thing happened to her, Linda.
This text says, the gentleman that had his car stolen, he says he didn't get an officer response. That is a lie. He didn't wait long enough. If there's not an imminent threat, there's by the consent decree, there's no need for the police to rush on the scene. It's a property crime. He was not carjacked by definition. If you want things to change, bring back our task force officers and get rid of this consent decree. Until then, this is what you have.
Well, look, and I mentioned that when we talked about this yesterday. About 10 years ago, we had a federal consent decree, and the New Orleans police officers, they got rid of a lot of them. And a decade later, to this day, we're still anywhere from 300 to 500 cops short. I know that. They're an undermanned police force. But it's just awful that every New Orleans city council person has an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy to be their 24-hour, round-the-clock security guard. They want to go to Walgreens. They want to go anywhere else. They also have a driver. So that's two people. And a car that they don't have to pay for. And they get a nice salary. And look at this city. My God. One of the most violent places on earth. So they get that, yet people who get robbed, people who get carjacked, can't get a cop to come help them, well, at least in the first 24 hours, like our texter said, because we have an undermanned police force. And look what the city council gets. Those yahoos get all of that, yet the people like me, Coleman, who live in this city, all we get is the screws. We're walking around with our pants around our ankles here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. We've talked about GoFundMe before on this show. GoFundMe accounts, you see them on social media, and you can donate to people a lot of the time who need it. And we've done different stories about a bunch of different people who either had GoFundMes set up for them or they set them up for themselves and they made piles and piles and piles of money. Heck, just recently, our local St. Bernard Parish Gorilla Glue Girl, when she put the Gorilla Glue in her hair, and she had the same ponytail for a month, and then she had someone set up a GoFundMe for her, and that raised upwards of $30,000. She also got a free surgery, a free scalping by a very well-known Beverly Hills, California surgeon who did it for free to help get the Gorilla Glue out of her hair. But we've seen many GoFundMes. And we've told stories on this show about GoFundMes. I remember a video that came out a year or so ago that was of a woman yelling at a store employee. I think it was out in Southern California. I think the person worked for a Starbucks, and the woman was just going up one side of the employee and down the other. She was being a real snot. And someone set up a GoFundMe for that employee, and that GoFundMe took in over $100,000. And I don't know if that person has to work at that job anymore. And I'm sure most GoFundMes are legitimate. But like any other money-making avenue, I'm also sure that there are some people who have gotten rich or made a lot of money on GoFundMe and they maybe didn't deserve it. I see a GoFundMe story right here that is fascinating. Not long ago, a woman was arrested because she left her three young children in a Motel 6 room while she worked her evening shift at a Little Caesars restaurant. And she got arrested because the kids are really, really young. Well, when that story hit the news, someone set up a GoFundMe campaign for her, and she just cashed in for $165,000.
Cha-ching!
People felt sorry for her. Now, look, in this particular story, the woman obviously was trying to do the right thing. She's trying to work to raise money to not only support herself, but her three young children. And I don't know how the police found out about it, but cops knocked on the motel room door where her 10-year-old daughter was at home with her little sister, who's 2 years old. And then the 10-year-old told the cops, well, our mom is working right now right down the street at Little Caesars. The cops then went to Little Caesars and arrested the mother for leaving her very young children alone in a Motel 6 room. And once her arrest and this story, her name is Shayna Bell. She's a 24-year-old mom from Ohio. And once this story started making news around there first, and now it's gone everywhere because of the GoFundMe, people stepped up to help out this mother, and this mother wouldn't even be able to buy a house. Or at least not have to worry about working at Little Caesars for a while.
Does she need a professional fame agent like the Gorilla Glue Girl does?
I don't know if she's going to get a team of people, like an agent, a manager, a marketing person that can help her with her merch, her merchandise, her sweatshirts, her T-shirts, or that kind of thing. Yeah, this mother was arrested on two misdemeanor charges of endangering her children. They threw her in jail. So then I guess the cops came in and they took the children out of the motel room, then put the children into somebody's custody, the state's custody, whatever the case may be. That story went viral. I'm telling you, Coleman, there's a way that if you think about it, you could, or anybody could probably set up some sort of GoFundMe. You could tell either a true story, or maybe you could even stretch the truth a little bit and lie, and could probably get $165,000. I don't know, I'm happy for this woman because, like I said, she was trying to do the right thing.
I get that. You know what? You know why it would never work for me? Because I'm rarely in a position where I'm the victim of something. Even if I have, if I come on hard times or something bad happens to me, I'm man enough to handle it myself and nobody feels sorry for me. They don't feel sympathetic to me because they know, man, this happened to Coleman, but look how Coleman fought the adversity. He doesn't need our help. I'm so independent and I'm very resourceful myself that nobody feels sorry enough for me to just throw money at me. I was like, even if somebody did throw like ice in my face, like a drink in my face because they didn't have ice in their drink, I would just throw the cup right back at them and smack the person in the face. Nobody would feel sorry for me, you know, and I'm just that type of dude, so it wouldn't work.
But I see you on Facebook playing the victim sometimes when you
it's
say,
sarcasm.
When you say you can't even go to the gas station when you want to go to the gas station to put gas in your car because you know people are going to ask you for money.
That's not being a victim. That's me complaining about people asking me for change.
Well, in this particular case, Coleman, once this story started getting some attention in Ohio, this woman's mother saw all the attention it was getting, and it was her mother who set up the GoFundMe.
Interesting.
That has raised $165,000.
Now the question is, if the mother felt that concern and started a GoFundMe for the
daughter,
couldn't
she help out her daughter?
Couldn't she have babysitting?
Maybe the mother is as poor as the daughter is. Yeah, I thought of that too. But that's a cool thing about, that's one of the positives about social media. The biggest negative of social media, without a doubt, is it created the cancel culture. That if people don't like something, they want it eliminated instead of just not paying attention to it. They then get together and they there's a cancel culture. And people, bosses, are able to see in front of their face with their own two eyes on a computer screen how many people are upset about something. And the social media has, without a doubt, started the cancel culture in this country, which is not a good thing for our country. Look, if you don't like something, don't watch it, don't listen to it. But my God, this is the United States of America, the land of the free. And because of the cancel culture, people don't say nearly as much as they used to. But this is something positive that has come out of social media. GoFundMe accounts. And there's a lot of organizations in cities like New Orleans that do good work. They try to raise money to help the poor people and to help poor children and such. And this, the GoFundMe, could just help them immensely. This could help. Now, on the other side of that, I'm sure that there are some people who have tried to set up GoFundMes for things, and people are like, what are you doing? Why would I ever in a million years donate to you for that?
It seems to work better when somebody else starts a GoFundMe on your behalf instead of you starting the GoFundMe for yourself. So in my situation, I'd probably do better trying to raise money doing the OnlyFans than I would a GoFundMe.
You know, you've brought up OnlyFans a couple of times this week on the show already.
No, because you've talked about it with the California mother that had an OnlyFans, and they come to find out it was a Catholic school. I think that's why they was trying to get the students expelled from it, because the school is Catholic. That detail came out later.
Oh, was it a Catholic school?
That's what the latest report says. So I think that's why they were trying to get the California mother who had the OnlyFans account, and they tried to get the students kicked out of the school because the mom was on OnlyFans. It was a Catholic school.
And that made us ask, well, who found out that the mother was on OnlyFans?
It was the husband of one of the women that complained to sneak behind the husband's back. Hey, what are you looking at? And he had to come, yeah, that's the woman, and she's a...
Yeah, OnlyFans is an app where people can go, and there's a lot of attractive women on there. And if you pay them money, you'll be able to see them naked and whatever the case may be. And I've always said to Coleman, whenever we bring up OnlyFans, it seems only the women can make a lot of money on OnlyFans. Guys like you and me, like if we set up an OnlyFans, no, nobody's going to send us money.
See, that's why I feel like I have to break the glass ceiling. What I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing some sit-ups this weekend, and maybe in about 2 or 3 weeks when my abs come in, I'll go ahead and try to start an OnlyFans and give us some
Coleman,
extra cash.
I don't think women rush to OnlyFans, to that app, to pay
I
money.
I mean, if men want
to
pay
guys
to see my abs, I'm not judging. I'll take money from all comers. I didn't say it.
Yeah, we talked about that. What if all of a sudden you become, if a guy decides to do that and gay guys like him, all of a sudden gay guys are paying a guy to be on OnlyFans and to see them naked or near naked.
If a gay guy wants to help out with my light bills, I'm all for it. Just subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm do some sit-ups this morning and tomorrow morning. And
yeah, but we both realize that mostly it's guys who go to OnlyFans to see things on OnlyFans. Women aren't going there to see things. Men and women are, one's from Mars, one's from Venus, Uranus. We're different. It's just like the guys who think when they take a picture of their junk and they send it to a woman, that's the same thing as a woman taking a picture of herself naked and sending it to a guy. It's not the same thing. We're completely different. Men love that stuff, looking at that stuff. Women don't. So anyways, to finish what we were talking about, some good news from a mother of young children who got arrested for leaving her kids in a Motel 6 room by themselves while she was working at Little Caesars. And then when people saw that arrest, started making some news, and her mother saw that people were talking, saying, boy, I feel sorry for this mother. And the mother's thinking, well, how sorry do you feel for? And she set up a GoFundMe account, and that GoFundMe got $165,000. That's a lot of pizza. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. There was an arrest that was recently made in Kenner. This 18-year-old guy got arrested, and he was charged with manufacturing and possessing a bomb after detectives searched his home and found a significant quantity of explosive materials. You know, going back the last few months, I have some friends in Kenner, and they said that they had heard explosions since like September or October. They had heard explosions. And evidently, some other people have called the cops too. And the cops did a little investigating, and they arrested 18-year-old Devin Staley. He told the cops, "I wasn't making a bomb. I was using this to make fireworks." Isn't that interesting? He's making his own fireworks. You know, usually when you buy fireworks, it says "Made in China" on the back of them. Wouldn't it be cool to buy a pack of firecrackers and you look on the back, it says "Made in Kenner"? Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a new conspiracy theory. Wait till you hear this one. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. New conspiracy theory says that the snow they just had in the state of Texas that paralyzed that state is fake. I know some conspiracy theorists, Coleman. I'm friends with a couple of them, and I have Facebook friends. You know, they don't believe anything. They don't believe anything that you tell them about things. Everything is a conspiracy. Everything. And so now the snow that Texas just had, that absolutely crippled that state, the freezing cold temperatures and the snow turned their energy, flipped it on its head. The new conspiracy theory is, and this has become big on the app TikTok, the TikTokers, and it's big in other places too, but the new conspiracy theory is that the snow in Texas is fake. It was made by the government.
So are they saying that the snow itself is not real snow, or are they saying that even though it is real snow, it wasn't a real snowstorm? The government controlled the weather and made it snow in Texas.
I've seen all of that. I've seen that the snow is actually fake and that the government made it snow.
Wow.
This is a conspiracy. It's like the people that thought 9/11 was an inside job, that thought our government flew the planes into the World Trade Center. These are the same type of people who thought some of the school shootings didn't happen. I mean, these are the same people. I don't know what small percentage of our country are conspiracy theorists and believe all of this, but I know some of these people.
I do too. And the one thing that gets me about the conspiracy theorists, they believe in secret societies, right? The Bilderbergs, the Freemason, the Illuminati. The thing is, if these secret societies are so secret, how does a million people on TikTok and YouTube know all of their secrets and do videos of you exposing their secrets? And your videos and your TikToks don't get kicked out. If they expose the conspiracy that, oh, the government is using fake snow on Texas, and they're on TikTok saying this, wouldn't the government go into TikTok and stop the videos from being aired or published or whatever to hide the conspiracy if they have that much control?
And I've been waiting for years because of conspiracy theorists. I've been waiting for years for many people in Hollywood, California to get arrested for being child molesters and being child predators. They keep saying that they're going to blow the lid off of this at some point. I mean, this has been going on for years and years.
Didn't last year they tried to run into Area 51? They did a Naruto run to Area 51 and try to find those aliens, and they didn't find them aliens like they said they were going to find those aliens?
Yeah, I think they ended up in Area 52 by mistake.
Ah, that makes sense.
But the latest conspiracy theory is that the snow that we just saw in the state of Texas last week that paralyzed that state, crippled that state, is fake. That the snow is fake. And that is big on TikTok right now. That is big in other places. It's the latest conspiracy theory.
And we were worried about China getting information from TikTok. Look what they're getting from people who use TikTok. TikTok challenges, people licking stuff at grocery stores, and people believing that snow in Texas is fake. I don't think we have anything to worry about that TikTok is a Chinese company.
Well, anyways, the TikTokers and other conspiracy theorists pushing their latest that the snow in Texas is fake that we just saw last week, that the government made it or had a lot to do with it. Boy, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.